They were opened in 1965, I think, and completed in 66. At the beginning, there was a tremendous beneficial effect on waterfowl and on fish, flooding new land, brought a huge amount of new nutrients into the water, and there was a flush of food for fish, and everything prospered out there. The brim, the bass, the crappie, the catfish were there in great numbers, and they were all fat and plump. On the ramps where you launched your boat, there would be a machine where you could put your brim in it and put a quarter in the slot and have all the scales knocked off like an old-time washing machine. It was fixed to scale the fish. There were so many people coming in with sack loads of brim, there was no limit on them. For crappie, you could catch 50 and keep them. That was the glory days of the reservoirs, and it only lasted 5, 6, 8 years. Since then, the lakes have been getting less and less productive. Now, after 30 years more or less, it's unpredictable if one might catch any fish at all when he goes out. The good old days are definitely gone. They're not likely to ever be back. The land that was flooded will never produce any more squirrels, hickory nuts, food for mallards, all the great things that were supplied by that fertile river bottom and the adjacent hillsides are gone forever. And that lake, those two lakes will probably be standing 100, 200 years from now. All they're accomplishing is interfering with the cycling of nutrients. When it floods on the watershed, water levels go up. Silty water comes in, the silt goes to the bottom of the lake with the nutrients. And most of it is down where it's not used by fisheries or anything else. The flow out of the bottom of the dam is sterile water with no nutrients to speak of. There are long-term consequences, this and many other things that weren't anticipated. The short-term benefits of a land use practice is the one that causes most decisions. And yet, someone needs to be asking questions as to the wisdom of the action for the long term.